coming at you live from the Cyber Broadband Studio. No.
Let me make you some modem sounds here.
Yeah, right. Good times.
That was awesome.
Yeah, right. That's what I do in the car for fun.
That's how you know we didn't talk about this previously.
No, not at all. Yeah, because
spit out into the microphone.
Absolutely. But it's Tuesday at 7 o'clock, and I'm running out of energy. So that means that it's time for us to sit down and us kind of chit chat about things that are going on in the world today and weird stuff I find on the internet.
All right.
Yeah, yeah. So whatever's the greatest. Biggest thing I can find on Reddit is usually the way that I come through. I did a lot of research today, but most of that research was on the football programs for the previous show.
Yeah, much more important.
Well, maybe, maybe not. But that does warrant a lot of sponsors, and I don't have a lot of sponsors for this show.
Yet.
I'm working on it. Anyway.
Let's stay positive.
So, you couldn't see my head shaking unless you're watching our Facebook Live feed. Hey, Facebook Live people.
Yes, it's 98 degrees outside and I'm wearing a jacket.
Is it 98 degrees? It's getting pretty cool. Yeah. I think October 1st or the week thereof is supposed to be highs in the 78.
7:02 p.m. and 84.9 degrees outside.
Wow.
Thank you, Weather Robot. It's, isn't Weatherbot a thing? I think. No, that's Weather Bug. That's what I'm thinking of.
Yeah.
Don't install that on your computer. It's gross. There was something I was going to look up, and now I don't remember what it was.
So there is a weather app that says funny, sarcastic things to you.
Yeah, and it's not Alexa? Because I feel like Alexa does a lot of stuff like that. Okay, what's the weather app that
I can't
you don't
remember? But everybody shares theirs on Facebook.
Okay.
And it's like sarcastic and not repeatable on the radio.
Oh, really? It's offensive.
Yeah.
I like that.
That's funny.
I like that a lot. Let's click on the Facebook Live feed. But we're live on Facebook, and we're live on terrestrial radio, as Dylan likes to say. I like using that word. And you can call in and you can talk to us at 256-737-9505 and try to change whatever it is that I'm mumbling about currently. However, if not, we will move on. Yeah, my Facebook Live feed is slow because now we were just waving at the camera. That's like a whole 10 seconds. One of them is it's more TV movie stuff, which is exactly what we've been talking about off air.
Yes.
The Captain Marvel movie trailer looks great.
Have not seen that. We'll have to pull it up in here.
I've got it on the computer. We'll watch it in between all breaks, and we'll talk about it later. The Avatar Last Airbender. Yeah, we talked about that a little bit. Yeah. Coming to Netflix. Netflix is going to pick that one up.
I hope they do a very good job on it.
Yes. Now,
is it going to be live action? Or?
Yes, live action Avatar Last Airbender. So, a lot of CG work. But Netflix has done really well with these kind of series in the past. Which reminds me, have we heard anything else from Netflix about when Lucifer's coming around?
No.
Okay. Because that was Netflix, right?
Yes.
That wasn't Hulu.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I'm going to close out of that tab. But, that's pretty much it. Last week, I forgot to tell y'all, I meant to talk to you about this off air. We talked about Taco Bell. So much. And then all of us went to Taco Bell separately.
That is true.
It took me forever to get through the drive-thru. Y'all were sitting at the window next to the drive-thru, and I'm waving, huge waving as I go by, and y'all never look up. You never see us. So I kept thinking to myself, they saw me in the drive-thru. I wasn't paying attention to them. Then they thought they'd see me later. Never did. But I was
waving. We were dedicated to our food.
Yes.
And that was the only priority we had at the moment.
Oh, gosh, yes.
We were not even interested in each other at that time. It was all about the food.
Y'all were staring at, you hadn't got your food yet, but both of you were looking at your phones at the time that I drove by.
That is not true because I don't have a phone.
That's right. You were looking
probably
at
a tablet
something.
Or something.
Yeah. I don't know what it was. Yeah, we need to get that tablet fixed.
This is me. Like, if you see me in a restaurant and mm-hmm. I'm eating, like, mm-hmm. don't even look my general direction.
Really?
Because this is how I eat.
You're like, just blinders
yeah,
are on.
I don't want to see anybody else eating, and I don't want anybody to see me eating. So oh, I'm literally like this.
Yeah. I'm like that, especially right now, because I am starving. I didn't have a huge lunch like I normally
do. So we just have a Facebook announcement that apparently Clay is getting a Taco Bell.
What?
That's from Amanda Hyde.
Yeah.
And I'll throw this out there, too, a big announcement in Coleman County. Hansville is getting a Taco Bell.
Yeah. Yes. The old Hardee's building.
Yes.
How is that not a violation of some type of code?
We're like, probably going to tear it down and build a new one.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right.
I don't care as long as they have Mountain Dew. It's all good.
Yeah.
As long as they have Mountain Dew. Yeah, one of the few places that's
I don't even
Pepsi.
Care that you have tacos. I just want Mountain Dew.
Yes.
No. Tacos is where it's at, for sure.
Yes.
But, no, Taco Bell. I'm not going back to Taco Bell again tonight. I made the mistake 2 weeks ago. I went through Zaxby's and ordered a salad. And I didn't think that one through because I couldn't eat it immediately.
Right.
I hated myself all the way home. I'm like, Josh, you idiot.
Salad is sitting right there.
Yes. Like, I can stare at it and I can smell it, but I can't eat it.
Best salads ever.
From Zaxby's? Yeah, they're top notch. Yeah. And you get a bunch. Like, most of the time I get tired of eating before I get full.
Exactly.
Or, I mean, before I run out of food. But.
So. Baja Blast.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if you happen to work for one of these restaurants and you would like to sponsor the food hour, hey, yeah, it'd be great.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, we've really turned into food hour.
The food hour, critic hour.
So, have you tried the bottled Baja Blast?
No, I've had the canned Baja Blast.
I have not tried either.
I don't like the canned at all. It's better from the fountain, which I've heard of people saying that Coke is better from the fountain. And I didn't believe them. I thought they were silly until I had Baja from the can. It was awful.
Yeah.
No. I had a buddy that used to mix it with alcohol of various types, and it was just, I burn out. I've burnt myself out of
from the
Baja
can
Buzz.
Or from the fountain?
All together, yeah. Code Red used to be my favorite, and you know, Taco Bell would sell Mountain Dew Code Red. And I drank so much of it, growing up that it would irritate my throat. If I drank it ever, so I've quit that too. It's really sad.
Mountain Dew, not Code Red, the Voltage.
Oh, yeah.
So good, but it is so full of sugar.
Vault?
No. Mountain Dew Voltage.
Oh, yeah, the most recent one. Yeah, like a greenish blue color. I haven't tried any of that. I try to stay away.
It's got so much sugar in it. But it tastes so good.
I try to stay away from the different types of Mountain Dew because if you fall in love with one that Taco Bell's not carrying, it won't hang around long. You know, Code Red was really hard to come by for a long time because Taco Bell wouldn't carry it or whatever, but now they do, and now who knows? I don't know. But I don't know where food's going to come from tonight. We need to just start, like, ordering something and have it delivered here.
Right.
Who is it that delivers now? I think maybe Panera just started delivering.
Through the Grubhub app?
No. There's a bunch that started quote-unquote delivering through the Grubhub app.
And it's like an hour and 30 minutes to get your food. No, thank
but
you.
Panera is actually delivering, like, old-school delivery style.
Nice.
See, that's something I've always wondered. Grubhub may take a long, or Grub South is what it's called here.
Okay.
Takes a really long time. I've heard good things about Uber Eats, which is like the same thing, but I don't think Uber can operate in Coleman.
Yes, it can.
It can.
It just doesn't.
It
hasn't yet.
Okay. Because, you know, some places have not permits against that, but laws against.
Alabama is open for Uber.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I didn't know if maybe the city of Coleman, but we don't really have a taxi presence to begin with. I think we have one taxi.
Yes.
Company. I pass it on a regular basis, but I mean we're getting into the real deep topics tonight, talking about food.
Right. So Jay and I have often wondered why there is not a bus that drives from Huntsville straight down the internet.
That's what we're doing here.
To Birmingham and like back, like once an hour.
Is there not one?
Why is there not one?
I don't know. But then again, what's the demand from going from one major city to the next? Because odds are there's a pretty good...
Well, if you're stopping in Coleman and you're stopping in Hartsville and you're stopping in all these places, then there might be a need for someone to get on
the bus.
One
of these places to get to Birmingham or to get to Huntsville.
Yeah, and then to get back.
I don't know. I'm not familiar with bus routes to begin with. You know, like once you graduate high school, that's pretty much where my bus knowledge stops. Right. But I also don't live in a urban area.
Right.
I have to drive 30 minutes to get to anything because I live in Hayden. Right. Shout out to Hayden. Love you.
So I lived in California for a few years and only used public transportation.
No way.
And it was so wonderful.
I've always wanted to try it. You know, because you see places like that or New York or densely populated areas where everybody just like bikes or walks or uses public transportation. But that's got to be like the people watcher's dream, right?
But the area that I lived in, it was like an army base.
Yes.
So it was like army people using the public transportation, not like stoned.
So it's not as weird.
Right. Not weird people, but like normal people using it.
Normal
so.
People.
Yeah.
Fascinating. That would be awesome and really scary at the same time.
So it was like 30 normal people on a bus. Like, what's fun about that? Nothing.
Right, nothing at all. Like, people that also behave all the same way because they're all military and whatever.
And you didn't have smartphones back then. Mm-hmm. You didn't have stuff. So what can you do? You know, you were just riding the bus, looking out the window, like everyone else was looking.
You said that about smartphones. Reminds me, it's of a thing. We went to Chattanooga and we visited this place and it was like an old riverboat and they had these little signs with clever sayings across as you walk through, I guess to help entertain younger generations that may or may not have been trapped there by their parents or grandparents or whatever. But it was like, you know, growing up, whatever generation it was supposed to be, a previous generation, growing up, don't talk to strangers, don't go near their cars, blah, blah, blah. It's like, current generation, literally summon a stranger from the internet and get in their car.
Exactly.
Like Uber in two sentences or whatever.
Summon
a stranger from the internet.
You just trust them because they're Uber.
Exactly. And at the same time, like, I can't imagine being the other side of that connection. I can't imagine, because I've got friends that do it whenever they have downtime, and they almost never have downtime now that I think about it. But can you imagine, like, keeping your car clean all the time well enough that people don't look, like, open the back door of your car and go, oh, you know what? I'm going to walk instead.
Walk.
Or trust the fact that the person in the back seat of your car that you're not constantly watching isn't going to murder you.
Right. And thankfully, there have been very few instances of crazy stuff surrounding Uber and Lyft. There are, like, occasionally.
Yeah, like false accusations against the driver. But then there's also been, like you said, very few cases of that. There's been very few cases, but it was popular for a little while that Uber drivers were claiming that you threw up in the in the Uber. Yeah, which gets you either $100 or $150 fine immediately. No questions asked. Right. And so people were trying to figure out a way to prove that they didn't get sick the Uber.
Yeah.
And I think that's hilarious because now you're having to, I don't know, take a picture when you get in and take a picture when you get out. I don't know.
I was not drunk.
I wasn't drunk. Proof. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Here's the picture of me with the breathalyzer as it reads this. Like, who knows what
here's
it is.
Here's the picture of me with the back of the Uber.
Or the back of the Uber's clean in this picture, and here's a picture of the driver holding a sign with the time written on it, you know, and it's still clean, and you carry these around for 6 months or whatever. It's a lot of unnecessary work, which we're seeing that everywhere. Here recently, we talked about off air. We talked about privacy acts and stuff like that. It's the same way, you know. No one ever thought that all the stuff we're posting on the internet, you'd ever be able to get back.
And right.
It's that age old adage about Be careful what you say, because like toothpaste, you can run it all out on the counter, but you can't scoop it all back up. So you have to, you know, that kind of thing. I was a kid that had a problem with talking all the time, so I heard that one a lot.
Oh, okay.
But the internet's the same way. But now you have the option to have all of that deleted again, right?
So, really?
Yeah.
GDPR,
which is like the big okay. So if you're a digital consumer whatsoever, past month or two, like you've got a million emails about, hey, our privacy policy has changed. Please accept the new terms.
Yeah.
Everyone all at once was doing this. That's because GDPR, which is an acronym for something that I don't remember off the top of my head. I'll find that for you soon. Compliance overview.
So I'm going to admit right now.
Yes.
I ignore those. I like don't even.
Everyone
until
does.
Until they force me.
Yes.
Until like you can't leave this one web page
until you accept it.
Push this.
But even if you accept it, you don't read it.
Yeah.
Right. Which is a whole nother conversation. But GDPR, for anybody that doesn't know, is a new law that's gone into effect in the UK, and it makes it possible for companies have to tell you exactly what they know about you. They have to produce that information within so many business days. And then they have to listen to whatever you say to do with it. So if you say you can't share it with anyone other than you, that's what they have to do. If you say share it with everybody, they can do that. If you say delete all of it and provide me proof that it was terminated, they have to do that within so many days. It's like this huge headache for companies. So here on US.
So is this a way for governments to get more employment because there are people in these companies that have to come in and data entry all this
stuff? That's what I'm thinking. You know, you've got to keep tabs.
Employment's going to rise.
Well, that and
in India.
Yeah, right.
Did I say that?
Yeah, I don't know.
Hey, Melissa and Josh, as the food hour continues, say hi to Sandy Seibert, Salsa's well known for. She is watching y'all on Facebook Live.
Hey.
Hi,
Melissa is demanding unconsciously or subliminally right now that you bring some salsa. So.
Thursday.
Wait, what?
Yes.
What's this talk about salsa?
So, Sandy's aunt and uncle owned salsas, and she brought me some salsa.
No way. Yeah, let's do that in like three giant bags of tortillas.
Yes.
And guacamole, because that's Melissa's thing.
Yeah.
Bring me a dadgum burger, because that's what I do.
She made the guacamole right after.
Weren't we talking about having
like,
a staff meeting anyways? Like, let's just make this super huge buffet around the conference table.
I'm there.
And bring all of the ants into your
conference. Christopher's wife has to make the brownies.
Yeah, some brownies. Oh, man, sideline last week was killer.
Ridiculous.
I'm going to blame
I'm still wanting to know what was in those brownies, because if
no
you
idea.
Listened to the end of that show last week,
we got weird.
It was a different crew.
Yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
It really was. I lost my head somewhere near halftime and couldn't finish sentences. I couldn't finish sayings. I tried to make the comment about not the size of the dog in the fight, but the fight in the dog, and I couldn't finish the second half. I had to ask Chris to finish it for
what
me.
What was in those brownies?
I have no idea. Yeah, Sandy says special brownies.
Very special.
Yeah, my wife, Christina, is commenting already about how much she loves salsa and that she needs to be.
Yes, you are invited.
Sandy says she has some coming by this weekend. Sweet.
Yes.
Awesome. But a lot of people drumming up on the Facebook site today. So if you're joining us for the first time, welcome. This is probably the least interesting show on the roster, mainly because it's centered around me.
Yes.
And although that does feed my ego and I like to hear my own voice in the headphones, I appreciate having you. And if you'd like to call in and chit chat about something or want to know our thoughts and opinions on something, the number is 256-737-9505. We're going to go ahead and take a short break because I need to find some water and make some dinner plans. So,
yes. I bet Jay would not want anybody to ask for my opinion on anything.
Well, only
don't ask for Melissa.
Only if it's North Korea or the Clintons.
No, we don't want to go into that.
We'll be right back.
No.
To the Awake and Arise Women's Conference, Friday, September 21st and Saturday, September 22nd at the Coleman Civic Center. Hear pastors such as Oney Cooper of Restoration Church in Hansville, Dana Sarver of Church on the Rock in Barre, Kentucky, Jenny Poupre of Faith Restoration Church in Hansville, and Lisa Jones of New Ground Fellowship in Coleman. This is a women's conference, but men are invited to attend. Enjoy praise and worship by Oney Cooper Jr. and Band. Come expecting a mighty move of God. The Awake and Arise Women's Conference, Friday and Saturday, September 21st and 22nd at the Coleman Civic Center. For more information, call 256-338-2245. 256-338-2245. The Awake and Arise Women's Conference, Friday, September 21st and Saturday, September 22nd at the Coleman Civic Center.
This is Dylan Deemer, the voice of Friday Night Live, inviting you to tune in every Tuesday night for my new show, Prep Sports Live. Each Tuesday, tune in for a wrap-up of all last week's action, a preview of the upcoming week, as well as a breakdown of the latest sports news from around Coleman County, as well as interviews. And tune in to hear the announcement of our game of the week. Join us every Tuesday from 5 to 6 on Coleman's Live 95. We are Coleman's independent radio.
Hey, Coleman, it's almost October, and that means it's time for Coleman's Oktoberfest. Come check it out Monday, October the 1st, through Saturday, October the 6th, and come celebrate our German heritage. Activities for the whole family are taking place right in the middle of downtown Coleman at the Coleman Fest Hall Marketplatz. From Monday through Wednesday, enjoy German music each morning by Wolfgang Moritz. Starting Tuesday at lunch, 30-day catering will be serving up a German meal starting at about 10:30. And as the week progresses, enjoy music by Terry Cavanaugh and the Alpine Express. The car show, arts and crafts, kids areas, 5K and 10K runs, German food, music, dancing, the pickle eating contest, and the spine hoisting contests. And hey, even on select days, your very own Live 95 will be on site broadcasting live. Come by and see us. To get more information on the events taking place downtown, visit Facebook.com, the Coleman Oktoberfest page there, or visit ColemanOktoberfest.com for the complete schedule. Coleman Oktoberfest and Coleman Tradition.
Live 95 is your home for Friday Night Live.
As they fake it, they fake it. And he's going to get the first down, and then some. No, he's going to break all the way, and he'll be pushed out of bounds at the Mortimer Jordan 30-yard line. That was number 5, Jimmy Charlie.
Each week, Friday Night Live features the best in Coleman County High School football.
And he's going to throw, heaves it out to 27.
Oh, he got it.
Coleman touchdown.
He's going to sneak it in.
Number 27, Ezra Burks. How about that one?
This week, the Good Hope Raiders look to remain undefeated as they host the Oak Grove Tigers in a key 4A Region 5 battle. Join Dylan Deemert and Josh Lawler every Friday night for Friday Night Live. Listen live every Friday night here on Live 95 or tune in anywhere in the world via the TuneIn Radio app. Just search WRJMLP Coleman or stream at www.live95coleman.com. Friday Night Live, this Friday night here on Live 95, Coleman's independent radio.
Tuesday afternoon, Tuesday evening. It's practically the same. This is your host, Josh, of Josh and Ram. It's what you're currently listening to, against your will, probably.
Yeah.
But I enjoy having you nonetheless. So, we were talking about privacy stuff. We watched, before the break, we watched a movie trailer during the break, another Marvel movie trailer, which is confusing, to say the least, if you want to look at the Marvel universe, but looks really good. This one is a woman lead, Right, Captain Marvel? Is that what? Is that the name of it?
Yes.
Do they name it something else?
No, it's Captain Marvel.
Captain Marvel. And that looks good. I'm super happy with that just because like it's supposed to be that way or it's independently that way. They didn't change it because they had to. I think we talked about this last week.
Yes.
That really bothers me.
Yes.
But I digress.
It's set in the 80s.
Yeah, which is cool.
Which is going to literally keep me pumped up.
See, you had read stuff. I had not about this so far. So the crinkling noise in the background, if you can hear that.
Let's talk about that.
Melissa's shattered iPad. We need to talk about it on air because I think this is the only way that I'm convince you. Like, by the screen, we will replace it.
Here's the thing, though. I know that even if I replace it, I'll break it again.
Maybe. We'll buy a screen protector. You can get those. Yeah, okay. I'll look up Amazon right now.
You don't know how I am about breaking things.
What kind of iPad is it? Do you remember?
It's a...
Tuesday afternoon.
I don't know.
I've got that stuck in my head now.
So, is it on the back?
I don't know if it's on the back or not.
But it does say Jay Fuller on the back.
Oh, that's right.
Melissa Poe, and let's not discuss who Melissa married to.
Yeah, right.
But welcome to the Evangelist Show. Call in and pay for Melissa's iPad to be repaired. Call in right now.
Right. They're literally like $10. You can literally get a screen for $10.
But if you can only afford a dollar, hey, we'll take your dollar.
But the screen protector, yeah, right.
But I literally know as soon as I replace it, I'm going to break it again.
But if you do the screen protector. Okay, so we needed to get into this.
Because okay, confession time.
Okay.
All of my books.
Tim Cook's fault. It's not Melissa's fault.
No, it is Melissa's fault. Okay. All of my books and my Transformer, which is my Asus that, has the screen.
Actually
that
named
comes
Transformer.
Off. Yeah.
Okay.
The screen comes off so it can be a laptop or. So I had it repaired once.
Mm.
And the screen was not. It was not a touch screen, so they did not fix it right because the screen would no longer touch. So it was in the back of the Explorer, and Jay takes the seat and goes all the way back and crunches the screen.
Yeah.
So I get it fixed
not
again.
Not my fault.
Totally as well.
I get it fixed again, and then I'm sitting there with it at the. I think it was the Chamber of Commerce thing at the Civic Center.
Radio business!
And it's sitting right beside me in the chair. And I sit it down in the chair and I move to do one thing. And the next thing I know, it's sliding off the chair into the
right
floor.
In the floor.
How does that happen?
I don't know.
Does it slide off of a floor?
Okay, so I will tell you.
So it's me.
So a two-pack of tempered glass screen protectors, which are, a divine intervention, by the way.
Would only take 15 people calling in and donating a dollar.
$8 for a two-pack. So what I do...
And the screen is 10.
And wait 8 weeks for them to ship it from China.
No, this is Amazon Prime.
With Trump's new thing, it's going to be 20% higher than that.
Yeah, you can get the actual screen with the digitizer, which is what makes the touch work that goes under the screen. $10, $11, something like that from eBay. But
I know if it's like this, that if it breaks again,
then you won't care.
Then I won't care.
Okay. But then you'll lose the great inscription on the back that, doesn't reference you at all.
That's right. That is makes me remember it's not mine.
But this is relative to a story that I love to tell because it brags on me.
It's hers. I've used it a total of 30 seconds in the last year.
What, Jay? Do you not like Apple products?
No, I don't.
Okay, no. But
I love Apple stock. Give me Apple stock.
Yeah.
He doesn't like touch screen computers. Using a keyboard,
if it's new,
it's
don't want it.
This laptop is touch screen, and I hardly ever use the touch screen.
Yeah.
I think because it leaves fingerprints on it, and then I have to carry a lens cloth everywhere.
I will say one more thing, and then I'll shut up for at least 15 minutes. So even when I ordered the radio station, and I'm like, hey, you guys who are going to build the radio station, I want used good junk. I don't want anything new.
Used good junk. Who did
and
the
that's
sound
what
equipment?
They did. Baker Productions.
Baker Productions,
and he did a bang-up job. And you know what? I have not been able to find this Mackie board anywhere. I don't know where he got it. But, I mean, it's perfect.
Christina and I listen on our way to church every morning. We listen to 104.7, Gospel Jubilee. Yeah. Okay. Well, this is relative. Baker Productions calls in every Sunday morning and does a spot. And they're like, oh, we're from Coleman, Alabama.
Oh.
I think that's the people that did Jay's setup. Mm-hmm. See, that's cool. That's really cool. But,
Newsflash, there's a distinct possibility that we may be doing some gospel on Sundays. Depends on if a certain church comes through or not.
Nice.
So.
I like that.
Kudos if you're listening.
So, I'm
going to shut up now. Y'all have a good show.
Right. He'll be back in like 15 seconds when we mention Star Trek or something.
Good.
Right.
He could have pitched that.
Yeah, he could have. Throw that. No. Okay, so I am team, and I'll hold it up that way the Facebook live stream can see. I am team no case. Right? Have been for like the past two phones. No, it's a lifestyle change completely, right? So with the iPhone, I was a little bit more careful. Screen protectors don't go well on the Google Pixel XL2 because it's not perfectly flat, but on the iPhone they are, right? Yeah. So you keep the tempered glass screen protector on it, and I have stood out of the truck. It was on top of my lap. It falls immediately to the ground on asphalt. Not this one, but my iPhone 7.
Oh, okay. This one doesn't even have a cover.
No, never even dropped it.
Really?
Dead serious. And I've had it since February. but I take really good care of it. Everybody can do this. Like, no one has to have a cracked screen ever. But, okay, so the tempered glass thing. So it's sitting face up in my lap. I get out of the truck to go get my hair cut. And it falls from my truck, which is probably about 3 or 4 feet off the ground, maybe 2.5. Anyways, out of my lap face down onto the asphalt, and I curl up into the fetal position.
I've
got my hands like this, and I don't want to turn over that phone at all. But I had the tempered glass screen protector on it. Turn it over, there's spiderweb cracks across it, but I just peel it back. Phone's totally fine, right?
Yeah.
So you go immediately then, and you buy another one, and you put it on it right then. And that's exactly what I did. I got my hair cut, and then I went to Walmart afterwards and bought another one. Walmart's, like, crazy expensive. I think it was, like, $12 for one. But on Amazon, you can buy them for, I don't know, it was, like, $8 for a 2-pack or a 3-pack for iPhones. And
so one of the times that this went tumbling, like, I had my books in the passenger seat of the Explorer, and I reach in and grab the books, and somehow the iPad goes sliding, like, the other way.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
The books are in my hand, and the iPad just goes
that way.
Like, how?
Because it's like super smooth metal case on the back of it, right?
It is.
MacBooks, the Airs were the same way because they were practically the thickness of an iPad now.
Yeah.
And so if you didn't put a hand on them, they just went.
It's not just me.
No, as hideous as those giant rubber feet are on the bottom of my laptop, they are perfect. You know, and they're only like, they're not even the size of a quarter, and there's four of them. There only really needed to be like two of them, but it's small things like that that set the difference. Now, is this one as thin as a MacBook Air? No, but it's also a 17.5-inch screen.
Nice.
So,
legit. Yeah,
but because and this is relative information because it's getting that time of year again when we start looking for gifts for loved ones, and if you're looking for a laptop, I have quite a few recommendations to go with.
If you get Melissa's name in Secret Santa, with Josh and make sure that
that we can order her all of her screens on eBay.
Two screens and screen protectors.
So that it's funny you mentioned the Secret Santa stuff
and get them installed.
I think it was for Christmas last year. My wife has found Reddit and loves Reddit, and she's got the app, and there's subreddits she follows and reads, one of them being the mom group because we had our child December of last year, and so their mom group did a Secret Santa kind of thing, and so you randomly generate someone, and someone gets your information, and you may get someone completely different information. And so that's what they did. They like bought stuff and just mail it to an address, right? So someone sent us a ton of candy, which was awesome. But I got to researching this more, and there's a whole subreddit about gift giving, and it's, I forget what it's called. It's not Secret Santa, but it's something equivalent. And a ton of big celebrities participate in it. One of my favorite to watch is Adam Savage. He participates in Reddit Secret Santa or Secret Gift Giver or whatever. And so he'll make something. Last year he made like a Nerf gun that actually runs off of one of those battery-powered leaf blowers. And so it'll shoot a Nerf, a little round styrofoam balls. It'll shoot a Nerf ball like 50 yards, right? It's crazy powerful. But that was his gift to send to somebody on Reddit. Yeah. Wow. So I can only imagine maybe your favorite celebrity doing this and you winding up with the gift.
Who is Adam Savage?
You don't know who Adam Savage is? Okay, so he's a builder.
Wait, I heard that. Melissa didn't know who somebody was? Stop the presses, y'all. Oh, wait, we're a radio station. Never mind. Okay.
So
stop the radio
station.
Stop
the airwaves. That is entrapment, let me tell you. That is absolute entrapment. But, no,
if you could have seen both of us in that one second, it was like...
The Facebook Live people are the only ones that know what that looks like. So if you're not on Facebook Live...
They can't see us either because it's this crazy weird angle. Well, they see like my shoulders.
You can see me pretty well. Matter of fact, that's what's going on right there. So I'm laughing at it myself. the delay was perfect. But Adam Savage, you remember the show Mythbusters?
Awesome. Yes.
That was really big for a while.
Yes.
He was the one... that always wore like the Indiana Jones style hat. He didn't wear the beret. Mm. He had hair. He's the one that caught his eyebrows on fire. That's like a pivotal moment. Everybody that watched Mythbusters know, because like they test this explosion in a glass box kind of thing, and he's standing over it, and it like engulfs his face in flames. Right, so he rubs this side of his eyebrow, which is like brownish dark color now, and it just comes off in his hand. And he's like, "Am I missing?" He looks straight at the cameraman for his answers, and he goes, "Am I missing an eyebrow?" And so they follow him. It was in the intro for years after that, but they follow him.
Of course, it would be.
They follow him to the bathroom, and he's washing off whatever, and so. He didn't get like seriously burned, but his hair was scorched. Like it looked like he had a receding hairline for a couple of weeks because it had burnt all of this and all of his right eyebrow. And he's like panicking, washing all of it off. He's like, "Oh no, I have a date tonight." Right?
Cancel.
Hilarious. No, I think it was with his wife, but it was, it was funny. Yeah. At that point, no, we're not canceling dinner because I've had a really bad day at work. Which,
but if it's a first date, you're definitely canceling.
Oh, definitely. Absolutely. Like, if that's my Tinder date, like, this is not going to work out.
Sorry.
But oddly enough, I've done that before. I've scorched my face and my eyebrows. Yes. We were burning stuff. I used to spend weekends and days off at a farm in Baileyton, my grandparents' home. And we were burning old boxes and whatever, and so we'd covered it in gasoline. And so I stick my arm. It was windy because it's on top of the hill or whatever, because that's not where tree coverage is. And so I stick my arm into this box to light it, but I didn't see my grandfather cover it in gasoline, right?
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah, and...
That's a good excuse.
And so I light it, and I'm doing this number where I'm turning my head to reach farther in there. That way... I can get farther into the cardboard box, and it lights, and just the fumes, covers me. And he had his back turned at this, and so I'm like shaking and patting myself all over, and he must have heard me in a commotion because he turns around and is like, "What's the matter with you?" And I'm like, "Am I on fire?" And he's dying laughing. He's like, "No, why would you be on fire?" So then we had that conversation. Yeah, it was hilarious looking back now, but you know, at the moment
not
I'm thinking
funny.
what is going to be missing?
Not funny.
No. Yeah, so don't mess with
stuff. Fire kids.
And gas.
Fire is bad.
Yeah, if Josh never teaches you anything else. All right, Jay, you must now speak on the radio because I need to ask you a question. What is this that you've put on the
Salvation.
Word
salvation is
joshing around with salvation.
Salvation is the TV show that we are watching.
Oh.
He thought we were going to go all down Christian lane.
Well, yeah, you made that reference very clearly, a Joel Osteen reference about TV evangelist and sending me money and stuff, so I thought maybe we were doing that.
Okay, yes.
But,
Sorry to be misleading.
Do you need our P.O. box?
I was reading about the other breaking story in Coleman.
Which is?
Well, I mean, we've already had a little topic of conversation about the death of Tim Collins, and that's really sad.
Yes.
Don't want to dwell on that too much, although we will certainly miss Tim. The other big announcement that came out a few hours ago, this is going to blow a lot of people's minds if you haven't heard this yet. The Dairy Queen in Coleman in the middle of town is closing. And why is it closing? Because they could not come to a contractual agreement on the franchise with Dairy Queen.
Yes. This is the one that's not the one down there by Walmart. But
right,
not
the new one.
The one in the center.
The one that is impossible to get out of.
Yes.
Okay.
If you're turning right, it's
you're
perfect.
You're fine. You're golden. Yeah. But if you turn left,
you're just
forget you.
You might as well turn around in the parking lot, go back the way you came, and go around to the stoplight.
But, of course, the one in town is, I mean, I was reading all the comments. There's like 150 comments on Facebook from the announcement. And everyone's like, this is where we grew up. I mean, this was like, you know, this was our Dairy Queen. How dare you take it away from us?
Well, you know, I'm not a Colemanite.
We're not going to take it.
Oh, perfect. Twisted Sister reference.
Give me about 10 seconds.
Yeah, right. Well, we've got a break in nine minutes. So, you know. I'm not from Coleman. Aniana, Alabama went through this, and that was always the place to go and get food when we were a kid. And as Twisted Sister starts up in the background. But that's exactly what happened to them. But they had all of this stock, so to speak. You know, they still had all the Dairy Queen stuff, and they still had all the ingredients for the blizzards and whatever. But of course, they couldn't call it anything. So until they ran out of stock, they stayed open, and they called it Dairy King, and they were avalanches instead of blizzards.
I like that.
It was hilarious. And they were just trying to get rid of products, so they sold it like pennies on the dollar compared. We loved it. We're like, hey, get your hands on more of this stuff because we will stay here forever. Of course they did.
Apparently they built a much larger Dairy Queen in Hartsel and then renamed the smaller former one Dairy Delight, which Coleman used to have a Dairy Delight, but it wasn't related to Dairy Queen at all. I think that's a little Mexican place now because that's where all restaurants go to die. Yeah. They've become Mexican restaurants.
Jay and I were talking about that earlier. Like, why can they, like, if they still have all the machines, if they're not leased, if they're owned to make all this stuff, why can't they just?
Why can't they buy ice cream wholesale from, you know, Mayfield or something and make their own stuff?
Yes.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe it's a lot of. You'd have to know the inner workings of the franchise, I guess, at that
point. Well, they would.
You know?
I mean, it's been there 80 years.
Like us. We would have to know to understand maybe there's some type of there's not a do not compete.
Some kind of non-compete or something, maybe.
Well, you wouldn't think that'd be the case because of the way the Aniana branch went, but there's got to be something that said maybe the equipment is leased and they were going to pull it, or maybe
the Aniana branch is why this one can't do what
probably it went on for a solid couple of months. It was hilarious, a big joke in Blount County, but
I would like an avalanche.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
My thought.
Extreme avalanche.
And this has happened to a few other restaurants. I mean, I remember when Wendy's was right there in the middle of town, close to where Dairy Queen is, and then they moved out to 157. And then they said, oh, but we can't have two franchises. We got to close the old one.
Yeah.
And then another one popped up down in Good Hope. Imagine that.
Yeah, right.
Same things happened to, I'm sure, a few other places that I'm not thinking of. But,
the Wendy's down there in Good Hope is just not as strong as the one on 157. And if you're listening right now, I'm challenging you to improve your game because for some reason I don't stop eating there.
Yeah.
But it's just on my way out, and
that's
something I get.
It's on your way.
Ooh, maybe Wendy's is on the menu for tonight's fast food run.
I need my Bud Light guy,
So you can't talk about that on the radio. But
we have our eyes on you, Wendy's.
Jay and I were.
Let us cut back to the film like 10 minutes ago, where it's like, that's it, I'm not going to say anything, yeah. And now he's going. Anyways.
We went to Wendy's.
If you can't eat at the inferior Wendy's, if you want to eat at the better Wendy's, then you can.
50-cent frosties. We went to the one on 157, and we went to the one in Good Hope, and they were both like, oh, we are out of the mix. Like, thanks for getting us all excited about 50-cent frosties and not having them.
McDonald's and their ice cream machine always being broken. Like, once you reach meme status, you're toast. Yeah. Right? No one's ever going to go for soft serve at McDonald's anymore because their machine's always broken.
I will, because I love McDonald's soft serve.
Really?
Yes.
I haven't had it in years because so if I want ice cream, I'm going to Dairy Queen. Yeah. Right? Oh, okay. So we talked about Dairy Queen.
But Dairy Queen is like three times as expensive. Like
it is.
You're the reason that their renewal contract's so high, Josh.
Yeah, right. I love it because you can go and you can say, you can ask them. Okay, so Blizzards by default are made with their vanilla soft serve or whatever it technically is. Because sometimes I don't believe that it's actually ice cream, but it's made with that, and they pour all the ingredients in, and they blend it up, right? So even if you get a chocolate extreme, it's made with vanilla ice cream. You can ask them to mix it with chocolate ice cream. It is the greatest coma-inducing thing I've ever done in my entire life.
I concur.
Yes. So they do the Children's Miracle Network blizzard thing every once in a while, and a lot of the businesses here in Coleman buy a bunch of the cards and then give them out as like PR or whatever. So I always wind up with one some way, somehow. And this year it was, I think it was for medium blizzards, which is a really big amount of ice cream. I couldn't finish it. I was so sugar comaed over. It was.
Okay.
So, Anoche, I've got to say this. Coleman, what is your aversion to pumpkin?
Pumpkin?
I saw the pumpkin pie blizzard on the screen at Dairy Queen, and I was like, oh my God, I've had two.
Really?
They are so amazing.
I don't know.
Coleman, it's just, what is your problem with pumpkin?
I don't like pumpkin anymore.
Breaking news, Dairy Queen
has
replied and said, I wish we could stay open, but we have a no-compete clause.
Oh.
No way. Darn. How did you manage that? You friends in low places? Garth
Brooks? This is a response to the original post.
Oh, good. Good. You're digging through the comments.
Yeah.
Jay working hard in the background tonight, guys.
Oh, man. I've got to admit, I like read the headline and then go
straight to the comments. That's where the people are.
That's where it's at.
Sound like Ariel all of a sudden. I want to be where the people are, except the comment section is awful.
Want to see him dancing?
Yeah, right. This is what you say as you open Tumblr every evening. Like, I don't want to be where the internet is. Oh, boy. That one's going to get clipped. That one's going into my ad right there.
All
right. No. Let's see. What else?
Do you love my Tumblr?
Yeah. Along the lines of the chocolate ice cream comment. Thank you. I was creeping away from the microphone because I just kept getting louder and louder. I think Jay was turning me up because I was creeping away.
Yeah.
Anyways, the chocolate ice cream has I forget who told me about that. One of the greatest pro tips I've ever received. Just like some random person on the internet made a comment that you can go to Taco Bell and ask, I like the cheesy gordita crunch, right? It's the taco, and then they've got melted cheese and the chalupa shell or the gordita shell around it. You can have them put a Nachos Loco taco in there. It changes the game.
That was the worst thing
No!
ever.
Yes. We can't be friends. Yes. That is my favorite thing.
If you don't like pumpkin and I don't like Doritos nachos, then okay, we're done.
Wait, this is it. This has been the last episode of Josh and Around with Josh. No.
With Josh. Yeah. Just Melissa now, can't be in the same room.
Right. Now it's going to be Josh and Around with Melissa. Right? But no, that's my favorite thing. And I think I pay like 20 cents. An upcharge per taco to do it.
I tried one of those, and I ate like this much of it, and I was like, whose idea was this? Yeah. This is the worst thing ever.
I love it. I absolutely love it. Because, the cheesy gordita crunches, to begin with, they put that sauce in the bottom of them. That's kind of like the sauce that they put in the chicken quesadillas.
Oh, yeah.
And it's also very similar to the creamy salsa salad dressing that you can get from Chick-fil-A. By the way, that's a recent discovery.
Mm.
Delicious. Chick-fil-A has really good salads.
You know what's the bomb at Dairy Queen?
What?
Chocolate, hot fudge sundae with chocolate ice cream.
With peanut
buster.
That would be good.
What are they called? Peanut buster parfaits?
Parfaits,
with chocolate
ice cream. I'm not a parfait fan, but,
yes.
Now although when Dairy Queen raspberry, what is it by Prince? Raspberry Beret comes on. I mock it because Christina, my wife, loves that song. I mock it and say Raspberry Parfait. Oh, that's a good one. I'm going to use that one too. If there ever comes a song or a commercial or something that I don't like, I change the words to it and make it annoying for her, and then she changes the channel. So, speaking of changing the channel, don't change that dial. We're going to take a break, and we're going to come back and probably talk about more food here in a minute.
What is it with food?
I don't know.
It's dinner time.
I think it's because
hungry.
I'm not eating before I get here because of the 5 o'clock show.
Yes.
And my mind just circles.
It's all about the food.
Ooh, good song. But we'll be back.
You used to say, live and let live. If this ever-changing world in which we live in makes you give in and cry.
You're invited to the Awake and Arise Women's Conference, Friday, September 21st and Saturday, September 22nd at the Coleman Civic Center. Hear pastors such as Oney Cooper of Restoration Church in Hansville, Dana Sarver of Church on the Rock in Barre, Kentucky, Jenny Poupre of Faith Restoration Church in Hansville, and Lisa Jones of New Ground Fellowship in Coleman. This is a women's conference, but men are invited to attend. Enjoy praise and worship by Oney Cooper Jr. and band. Come expecting a mighty move of God. The Awake and Arise Women's Conference, Friday and Saturday, September 21st and 22nd at the Coleman Civic Center. For more information, call 256-338-2245. 256-338-2245. The Awake and Arise Women's Conference, Friday, September 21st and Saturday, September 22nd at the Coleman Civic Center. Live 95 is your home for Friday Night Live.
As they fake it, they fake it. And he's going to get the first down, and then some. No, he's going to break all the way, and he'll be pushed out of bounds at the Mortimer Jordan 30-yard line. That was number 5, Jimmy Charlie.
Each week, Friday Night Live features the best in Coleman County High School football.
And he's going to throw, heaves it out to 27.
Oh, he got it.
Coleman touchdown.
He's going to sneak it in.
Number 27, Ezra Burks. How about that one?
This week, the Good Hope Raiders look to remain undefeated as they host the Oak Grove Tigers in a key 4A Region 5 battle. Join Dylan Diebert and Josh Lawler every Friday night for Friday Night Live. Listen live every Friday night here on Live 95 or tune in anywhere in the world via the TuneIn Radio app. Just search WRJMLP Coleman or stream at www.live95coleman.com. Friday Night Live, this Friday night here on Live 95, Coleman's independent radio.
Okay, so we cursed Uber tonight, surfing Yahoo News, just while we're waiting for music to play again. And headline goes in the UK. Headline: Uber passenger drives himself home because driver is too drunk.
Go straight to the comments.
Is there comments on Yahoo News?
Yes.
Okay. There's a video, undoubtedly. Somebody might. He decided.
So the next question is: who had to pay for the ride?
Ooh, yeah.
Ooh, that's a wonderful
question. You know, he should have driven him straight to a police station.
But he did take a...
Not passed go and not collected $200.
He did take a picture to prove that it was that it happened.
That is where it's at. You know, God gave us cell phones, smartphones for a reason.
Smartphones, not just cell phones.
Use them.
Yeah, how about my third grade teacher, second grade teacher told me, it's like, hey, you're not going to be able to carry a calculator everywhere you go. You need to learn this. I'm like, nope, you're wrong. So,
teachers like completely changed how they teach now because of Google? Because it's like
probably not because of Google, but because so Common Core is like the big controversy in schools right now, and I understand the mindset, and like I've got 4.5 minutes left in the show. It's not going to be enough time for this rant, but. Okay. You need to look up some YouTube videos and we'll talk about it next week. Common Core is the weirdest thing because they're trying to teach kids to do math the way that we do math now. We as in you and I. We know how the system works. We've developed a method in our head to do it quickly, right? Sometimes it's memorization. Memorization of easy addition or subtraction, and then we went off of based on, so like if you're adding 11, or adding 12, for me personally, I add 10 and then I add two more.
Right.
So I separate it like that in my head. They're trying to teach that to kids, and that just doesn't work because now they're actually drawing out, okay, hey, you need to take both of these numbers if it's two complex numbers, so like 35 and 47. They want you to split it up almost like prime factorization and add it together. So they want kids in second, third, fourth grade to go, okay, 34 and 47. I know those weren't the two numbers I came up with originally, but 34 and 47. So there's actually seven tens with that, and there's another 10 because 7 and 4 are, and then a 1. Right. But it creates this huge thing instead of just going, hey, you know, do it this way until you get good at it.
Right.
And then you figure it out.
Right.
They're trying to skip that. So the idea is good, but it is a mess. And people get upset about it. I'm not quite sure why. But.
So you're going to be one of those parents who can actually help their daughter with their homework.
Well,
for Common Core.
Considering I was a tutor for Wallace State for two and a half years.
But was that Common Core math?
It was not Common Core yet, but it was. I mean, it was
but
like
you'll be able.
It was
to
like
get
algebra, pre-cal, like all that good. So,
stop it.
Yeah, Jay's trying to take apart our studio out from under us.
Quit it, Fuller.
It's because he wants that sweet Taco Bell.
Yeah, we're eating after. I can tell.
I'm thinking. Wendy's.
He had Pop's Place.
Pop's Place.
So I know he's not hungry. What's the deal?
What's Pop's Place? I don't think I've had Pop's Place.
If you're not familiar with Pop's Place, check out my Facebook page. I did make a picture of my lunch today.
Oh, of course you did. You're an Instagram model, aren't you?
Yeah, he is. And he is one of those hipsters. Like, all he needs is the, like, glasses.
Yeah, right.
Circle.
Harry Potter glasses.
Like, takes pictures of all of his food. That was me.
That was you. I'm like, I was worried he was going to unplug me. I don't think four works either. Down. Yeah. Boy, it does work. I thought it was just dead.
So Pop's Place is a barbecue place, but it stands out. Like,
where's it at?
In a county full of barbecue places. Yeah. Like, they are the barbecue place.
Let me get to my questions in order. Where is Pop's Place at?
Dodge City.
Oh, yes, I've eaten there. Okay, yes. I thought this was a Coleman place. Yes. Yeah, very good place.
Yes.
Very good.
Yes.
I forget what I had out there. It may have just been a burger, but it was good.
Chicken tenders are
chicken
phenomenal.
Tendies.
Because why not go to a barbecue place and get a burger or chicken tenders?
Onion rings,
but it's what I do too.
The best.
We have voted them best onion rings in the county, right?
Yes.
Or is that right behind the other place that we talked about because they don't sponsor us? But.
Neither one of them do.
I think we're actually going to do I know we're about out of time. We're actually going to do a remote broadcast. Pop's Place is getting a bigger restaurant, so they're building a bigger building.
Good for them.
Let's talk
deserve it.
Downtown Grill has the best fried okra ever.
Fried okra is good.
In the world.
And I like their ranch fries. Ranch fries are awesome.
Maybe they are good.
Yeah, but you've got to have two forks to eat them because you've got to pull them apart.
Yeah.
it gets messy in a hurry. And their wings are good.
Philly cheesesteaks. phenomenal.
Philly cheesesteak. See, I've never really tried very, very many Philly cheesesteaks.
Onion rings are tied with Pops. Like, I'll eat Pops and I'll be like, wow, these are the best.
Really?
And then you go to the Downtown Grill and you're like, oh, these are the best.
When I was a kid, all the onion rings I would eat were Burger King's. And now looking back, like, those aren't even really onion rings, you weirdo.
Like, right? What are these? But they're still way better than their French fries.
That would be a great topic for another show is, you know, looking back now, how many times have you said, that was so weird. Why did I do that?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, yeah.
All right. Well, it's 8 o'clock, technically a little after now. So thank you for joining me. And if you were on Facebook Live, you got to watch us behave oddly in our chairs tonight. But if you're listening in, I'm going to do this every Tuesday night at 7.
If y'all can believe this, they're trying to get us to do that for the football booth, too. You want
really
to see how odd we are in the football booth?
No, we don't.
Crazy.
No.
Yeah. Camera maybe on the field or on us every once in a while would be awesome. And then the band at halftime,
that would rock.
I've actually had people ask me to film the band and just, you know, send it to them if nothing else.
Yeah.
So if we have the means, if somebody can reach out and want to sponsor the live video broadcast, we will gladly put your name right down there where Live 95.5 logo is and proudly announce you every chance we get because I want to keep doing this. I really enjoy doing this. In between, there was a clip that played that had my voice. Tommy said my voice on a commercial, and said my name, not my voice, in a commercial. And you have to take a step back and it's like, hey, this is really cool.
Awesome.
I really enjoy doing this, but it's all thanks to our local sponsors and our local businesses. So if you'd like to get your name out there, maybe a little bit more than you are now, you can contact any of us, me especially, josh@live95coleman.com, and I'll get you in touch with some media documentation, and we'll get that started right away. But this has been Joshing Around with Josh and Melissa and
Thanks,
Jay.
Y'all.
Thank you, everyone, who contributed tonight, and y'all have a good
Chloe's
week.
Mom.
Chloe's mom. We love you.
Oh, are we done? I didn't know that.
Oh, are we done?
Yeah, I think so.
Hang on, we're almost done. Just a second.
I don't know, he's playing something.
Friends I've been, everybody's friend, everybody's friend. I can lose my house, I can steal a car, I can serve two masters, living hard.